I don't know why we're choosing to give away our country, chaps. I mean, this is meant to be a democracy, and we are still the majority. If we wanted to, there's probably still time to start voting in our interest and to completely turn things around.
What do you think of Birmingham Cathedral?
It's shit. But it's a nice place to smoke weed. It's not my ancestors. I don't know whose ancestors those are.
It's not your ancestors, no.
It's not.
No.
I think the problem is there are still some people that don't quite realise what's happening. It's not on their doorstep.
The country's a shithole. English always has to.
They don't understand the extent of the invasion. Well, in case some of them aren't quite aware of what's going on, I've decided to take a little walk through Birmingham, England's second city, to show you what's happening. Our adventure begins in Handsworth, a neighbourhood of Birmingham which used to be overwhelmingly black, but even that's now 66% Muslim, 44% foreign-born, and 91% non-white. Let's see if we can find any black people to talk to at all. So we're in Handsworth, which is an interesting area of Birmingham. It is the home of UB40, which was a 1980s sort of left-wing band, 70s, 80s. UB40 being unemployment benefit, I assume, former number 40. So it was a form you had to have when you were unemployed, hence the name. And here we have a sign of the times, really, which is that this church, whatever it was once called, has obviously been deconsecrated and is now the Alia Samaj Temple. It doesn't look open. I'll just go look. No, not open. So now this area was formerly a black area, and apparently it has become fairly Asian and Indianized. So we're going to have a bit of a look about. Come on, I just want someone black. That's all I'm asking for. Black people. It's sort of magic thinking. If I say black people enough times, then one of them might manifest. I want a sort of old, pleasant, possibly even very old, possibly even like literally Jamaican. Oh man, I remember the 1980s, man. There were bad times, man. There was a lot of racism. I want that. It's police officers, neither of whom are black. She's black, but she's one of them Africans. She's absolutely no good to me. Yeah, my search for a black man is... It's very irritating, to be honest. Where is the chicken shop? Yeah, they do love that. No, but I don't think they would run it. I think it would be Asians that would run it, blacks that would use it. Yeah, it's Asian.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, they might come to it.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe we just wait there.
Stand there till it gets dark. And it'll stop. There's a stop coming. There's a cat. Now be careful crossing the road. Let the cat cross the road. See, it's crossing the road. Stuff going on this side of the road. If you're a cat, we could ask him. He might know about UB40. He might know about UB40. Look, he's black.
So, what? I get the impression it's changed quite a lot since the UB40 days.
Place is still a shithole, full of black bags all over the place. Yeah. You know, the place is the same. It's exactly the same.
I get the impression it was less Asian and more kind of Jamaican.
Nah, not really. Asians have always been here.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just weren't really out and about. They were doing their work like they're doing now. But Asians have always been here. When my family first come to this country, it was the Asian man that had to buy the half of their food from. They had the shops man that would only sell the goat and that English people wouldn't eat.
Would sell what?
They would sell goat and certain kinds of food, yeah,
right.
And certain vegetables that the English wouldn't eat them days. Okay. So Asians have always been here.
All right.
Yeah, we've met literally two black people, you and one other person.
And when did your family come here?
When?
Yeah, when?
I think it was the 50s and the 60s. You know, when the Conservatives used to say, if you want Labour, what is it? If you want a nigger for a neighbour, vote Labour.
What do you do?
Not nothing at the moment. I'm a singer, I rap and sing, so I'm trying to get famous. So I've seen the camera, come out great.
All right, okay.
Yeah, apparently that wasn't.
Well, that's what my grandmother used to tell me. So she'd been here from back them days.
So did she tell you that they were quite hostile back then?
Who?
Your grandmother.
Told you who was hostile?
The English.
of course. Yeah. English are always hostile. Today they're talking about immigration. Oh, the immigrants, we don't mind the legal ones. But back in them days when they were legal, they were still hating on them. You know, wouldn't give them no jobs, you know, wouldn't rent them no houses or nothing like that. So it hasn't really changed at all.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Who are you anyway?
Oh, sorry, my name is Professor Ed Dutt and I'm academic, and I also have a channel on a big film about Birmingham.
Yeah.
And it just interests me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any more questions?
All my days, I've been held in your hand.
Not really. I mean, what do you think you actually like about Handsworth?
Handsworth?
Anything good about it?
I didn't say there's anything bad about Handsworth. I said the country's a shithole. I didn't say Handsworth's a shithole. Well, Birmingham in particular, because look how long they've been on strike and nobody's still sorted out anything about the rubbish. So everywhere you walk, you got black bags all over the place. Everyone's talking about immigration. Why don't they get the council to come and sort out the frigging bins and sort out the black bags that they're paying council tax for?
Yes.
So the place is a shithole. Always has been a shithole because everyone's talking about the wrong things, in my opinion. Humble opinion.
From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing.
All right, fair enough.
Do you like UB40?
Yeah, my friend, you know, Norman Hassan, he's one of the members. I was best friends with... I know all the kids because we all grew up together, but that was down Borthwick. But yeah, UB40 are good. I like them. I don't know why they keep splitting and fighting amongst themselves, but yeah, I like everybody.
All right, cheers. Thank you very much. Have a good
Thank
day.
Thank you.
Of the goodness of God.
Excellent. She can hit the notes.
Yeah.
That is a nice soprano. Maybe we can sort of try and find a happy one. Like, what are you talking about? Oh, there's always been Asians here. No, there haven't, right? This was notorious as a black area of Birmingham, as I understand it.
Anyway, chaps, like I said, it's not a black area anymore. It was so difficult to find many of them to talk to. Now let's go speak with the Muslims and see what they're cooking up. Being in an area they've colonised, I decided to dress up like them, as a gesture of diplomacy.
I mean, when I was walking around in Leicester, in the Golden Mile, although they had all these shops selling Indian clothes, very few people were actually wearing Indian clothes, at least among the men. It's often the case that you get this with national dress, that the men just wear whatever, the men wear Western clothing. And it's the women, because of the signal purity and all that kind of thing, that maintain the foreign clothing. Whereas here, even the men, a lot of them, are wearing clothing that is straight out of Lahore or somewhere like that. So yeah, this is telling you there's a total failure of integration, the extent to which this is just an enclave, or an exclave would be the word, wouldn't it, of Pakistan. Chaps, I mean, you can't smell this, chaps, but the smells are different as well. There's interesting smells. If I was a dog, I'd be fascinated by this. I'm not, though. It'd be good to talk to a friendly local, because we had the... Hello. We had the Sikh. They had the Sikh. What did you say to me?
Respect.
Respect. See, and listen, this is what I mean, chaps. I am showing them respect. They know I'm white and I'm English and I'm far right. But they like the fact that I'm dressed in their clothes. They like it. And it's, I suppose it's almost like conceding that this is their area. Which it is. Whether you like it or not. Yeah, I've seen no English people at all. So, chaps, we're now on the border between Spark Hill down there and Spar Brook up there. And so far, well, we've met an old man who said, essentially, this is little Pakistan. He'd been here 30 years, and yeah, he liked it like that. Because it's you can be Pakistan, but you're backed up by Britain, so things can't fall below a certain level. I quite like it. All independent businesses. There's no Tesco Metro, there's nothing. It's all independent, separate businesses, like it would be in Pakistan. And I quite like that in a way, because it's individual industry, it's business mind, it's work. You know, I quite admire that about it. Loads, so many clothes shops for women, that obviously it pushes the prices down. Really quite beautiful clothes. One that was Sikh, though, which was a kind of shrugging against the general Islamic stuff. It's a bit more mixed than I thought, because I thought it was just going to be all Pakistanis, but actually there's Afghans, there's Sikhs, there's sort of Indians, unless they're Sikhs from Pakistan, and so on. A lot of litter everywhere, not well kept, as you would expect. They're basically recreating Pakistan. And pleasant enough people. I got a beep for wearing, for integrating into the new Dane girl. And some Muslim blokes with a van opened the window and said, "Hey, respect," like that. So they seem to like me admitting that they've successfully invaded this area. So I'm going to go down now to Spark Hill and see what else I can find. It's good fusion. Hello. Who are you then? You look friendly. Are you the kind of friendly chap that would talk to me?
You can talk to me. You don't understand it. Maybe I think 1 year to live there.
1 year? Come on, you got to learn it, man. If I was in... Are you from Pakistan?
Yeah. Bangladesh.
Oh, so Bengali. Rinki Bangla Likta Parana.
I know, he's on the sun.
Are you Bengali?
No.
You don't look Bengali. Are you? You don't look Chinese either. Are you Han? Really? You've got like green eyes. I wondered if you were Uyghur. Descended from Alexander the Great, soldiers or something.
I know.
It's just do you know about the area? Like, did you grow up here? Did you grow up here?
Oh, no. Dutch.
Dutch? Can't you Netherlands, brother?
No.
Is your Netherlands better than Engels?
Toch.
Yeah. Ik was een onderzoeker in de Universiteit Leiden. In de faculteit van geleerdheid. 22 jaar in het verleden.
No, Birmingham.
Spreekt u Nederlands? Nee.
Toch.
Little. Oké. Okay. He was saying he was a Dutch citizen. He said he was a Dutch citizen.
He's got a Dutch passport.
Oh, he's got a Dutch passport?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right, okay. That is extraordinary. Hello. Thank you. They like it. White boy wearing a white man. I note that Axis Solicitors specialises in immigration law and family law. How fascinating. And tax fraud. Literally it says VAT fraud. It specialises in people that commit VAT fraud. I have never seen that in a solicitor's office before.
Surrounded by businessmen.
Well, we are, aren't we? They don't really want to pay much tax.
Yeah. But you're getting so many good receptions, like I just gave another respect to you.
Who gave me a respect?
The guy in the car for that.
Oh, all right. Did you get it?
No, sorry, yeah. You're walking along, so I was filming you, and then, like, he was shouting at us.
So it gives me... I'm giving them the gift of acknowledging that this is their hood. And so they're giving, it's basic anthropological stuff, and they're giving me the gift of telling me they respect me. But this idea, it's such bollocks of cultural appropriation. People like it. They don't like it if you do it in a way that's taking the piss, like blacking up and big stupid lips and whatever. That's not cultural appropriation, that's taking the piss. But, and it also, I suppose it's rare. I think that if you came here and lived here as a white person, as a very middle-class white person that wore a cravat, you could be like Lawrence of Arabia here. I could be Dutton of Spark Hill. I would unite them behind me and get them independence. And it would work. I can see why T. E. Lawrence kind of did this, you know. what do you think about, like, in the media at the moment, there are people saying that they think that because there's going to be almost like a civil war here, that they're concerned about that. What do you think about that?
No. It will take time, but it's not very quick. It will take time.
You think it will happen?
It will happen, but it's a long time.
A long time in the future.
If we are still here, then we can see that we will go on, that something will happen. You never know.
Do you have any friends that are English?
I used to help, but now everybody run away. They all have gone away from here. They went to Germany or they went to America.
Right, so this area...
We used to work together.
Right.
So we used to all friends, We go out as well, we join and come back.
So this area 40 years ago was English?
Yeah, it is English.
And now?
All the shop was English. Now all the Pakistanis, Indian, they are in all restaurants and everything. Now it's not like before.
I got another respect, by the way, while we were talking to him. I think they like the dress. It's quirky. I knew it would be. It's quirky. It's interesting. It breaks the ice. Right? There's tension. White guys in the area. There's tension. Camera. Right? I'm dressed like this, and it seems to have worked wonders. Much better than I imagined. Good war. Hey, are you hungry? Because they have to give us free food by law.
Yeah, okay, why not?
Don't film though.
Okay.
So I'm on the border between Sparbrook and Spark Hill. And garden flags there. And Birmingham City Council, I believe I'm right in saying, was one of the councils that in August 2025, it's now the 1st of September, made it absolutely clear that it was going to take down Union Jack flags and St George's flags that were flying around Birmingham. And there was a whole controversy about this. Garson flag. On a lamppost with a camera on it. Not taken down. Two-tier Kier. Two-tier England. New Danegeld. Area occupied. Garson flag allowed. Flag of domination, multiculturalism, trans. England flag not allowed. Flag of the lions rather than the foxes, in Machiavelli's terms. You know, flag of the populists, the people, which make the Machiavellian government a bit scared. That is social commentary. We just had a moment where I was at this shop over here, and a chap in the window was wearing exactly the same clothes as me, and he looked at me and went to me like that, like, solidarity, my Muslim white-clothed brother. If you need for some reason to get on with Muslims, just dress in their clothes. They love it. They love it.
Is this for when they take over now?
Yeah, when they take over. If you want to be high, those chaps who. Like, there was that guy, was he French? I forget where he was from. And he was taken as a slave. They probably castrated him. But he ended up being the Prime Minister of Tunisia. And I bet he got that high position in part because he wore the clothes. Hey?
All right,
mate. He can't get another comment on the clothes. Allahu Akbar. I wonder if mosques, they're kind of just open on Fridays. It doesn't look open at all. All right. Can I come in and look around? So, Gurdwara, a cup of tea, food. Finsbury Park Mosque, come in, a cup of tea. Free Bible, very expensive, bound, gilt and stuff. For some reason, this mosque, even though we're in Birmingham, we said we weren't going to film. No, you're not coming in. Even though I wore the clothes. So we've had a lovely, friendly day so far, which has stopped at this mosque in Birmingham. I suspect there are other ones that are friendly, and I shall try and find them. It's never happened. I think that's just, it's just him, it's just them. It's just strange. I've been to a mosque in Oulu, and the guy who ran it, his son-in-law was killed fighting for ISIS. He's friendly. Ed, come in. And he absolutely bollocked the white ginger convert for saying I shouldn't come in because I'm Muslim. Like, I'm not Muslim. Absolutely bollocked him. Anyone can come in. Whenever. Amsterdam. In I go. They didn't want me to film. Basically, it's a massive room with a carpet. I mean, that's what it is. I'm going to make it my business to ensure that mosque is shut down. And a better and more friendly mosque is put up in its place. I should have just walked. Sorry, I'm here to see Muhammad. Is Muhammad there? I was going to go just look if Muhammad's there.
I decided I'd had enough of Muslim ghettos for one day, so I decided to go and check out Birmingham's historic city centre.
We are surrounded by the old Birmingham, the non-bombed Birmingham. Little bits of architecture to make you feel better about life and to the greater glory of God. And I want to go and see the rest of it, so I'm going to go have a look. That's the idea. But I always like seeing the graves at these places, you think? Because it's like, this is the, when it's all Asian, when it's all invaded, when it's all destroyed, they may possibly leave alone some of these things. Possibly not, though. No, you're right. Possibly they will just decommission the church, dig up the graves and move them.
Yeah, if anything, if the population becomes more like, if the Muslim population becomes more sort of fundamental like ISIS, perhaps.
Oh, yeah, destroy them.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, like in Afghanistan.
Like in Afghanistan with those Buddhist statues, yeah. But at the very least...
They destroyed the English gravestones.
English war graves.
Exactly.
But at the moment, at least, as this becomes more and more... out of touch with the history of Britain and more disconnected from the history of Britain, you've still got this from the height of empire, from when we knew who we were, from when Britannia ruled the waves.
I got so fucked up.
We're in the religious heart of Birmingham, the sacred area of Birmingham, the holy of holies of this city, and we are seeing a guest.
I got so fucked up.
Who is imitating American rapper ways of talking, walking through the graveyard, having a very loud conversation, and basically trampling on the sacred ground with no particular respect for where he actually is, which is a place where people are lying dead, the people that founded this city. Yeah, it's an interesting question. Why is he talking so loudly? Why can't he just? I think it's just impulse. It's impulsivity. He wants to have a conversation. That's what he wants to do, and it's basically low agreeableness. You don't care. It's not that you even don't care about other people. You don't think of them. It doesn't occur to you that people might want to come to a graveyard and have a quiet sit down and a sandwich and a little think. That doesn't cross your mind. What crosses your mind is you want to have a conversation. The graveyard is just a thing. And it doesn't matter. It's not part of your history. It's not sacred to you. These graves are not sacred. The word sacred written on the 18th century. They're not saying that anyone is related to you. It's just a thing. It's just a place. So what? You're having a conversation. I bet it doesn't even cross his mind that there could be people like that who might want to come, and elderly people might want to come and sit here, have a little think, have a sandwich in a sort of basically a sacred place that connects them to their ancestors. But no, I'm going to have a loud conversation and just trample across it. He's literally come back. Literally come back. He's like walking back again through the Gregor Chaps, the sacred space. Yeah. Hello.
That's awesome.
Is it awesome?
It's amazing.
Good piece of kit.
What is this?
Is that a good piece of kit? Is that a good piece of kit?
It's amazing. I really like that. That's a Sony, right? AX?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Where are you from? Are you American?
Are you ready for the future of the West?
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear the full thing, as well as help with my other projects, then please become a subscriber at jollyheretic.com.